You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Laura Robinson from Soft Plastics all the way down in Pōneke on the line. Morena, Laura, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. It's nice to chat to you about a brand new single that's out today. It's called Loser, spelt with two O's and a Z, the only correct way to spell it.
Yep, I love that spelling.
It's a really awesome tune. We were actually just chatting off air about something that I really like about your band, which is that every single you've released and every little EP that you've put out so far has had such a clear through line with how the songs relate, but all of the songs themselves are so different and so like almost inhabiting different kind of like musical worlds almost. How do you guys go about writing tracks? Do you all sort of take the reins on individual songs, or is it a bit of a collaborative mission?
So I really like what you just said. I think because we've been playing for a year now, I think we're still trying to explore our sound. Mm. So I kind of feel as if this, you know, early stage, we're playing and testing and collaborating that way. So in terms of songwriting, it's really Jono and Sophie sitting down, mm-hmm. and then bringing me into the mix. But I really like that, because having the opportunity to listen and have fresh ears to something, I can kind of give a rhythm that they never really would have thought about or something.
Mm-hmm. You are, of course, the drummer of the band. How do you feel, I guess, it's such a specific role being the drummer. As you say, you kind of ultimately get the final say on how a song sounds, because a drum beat or a particular rhythm or a particular percussion moment can really change the whole vibe of a song considerably. Do you get quite like immediate reactions to tracks that they bring you, or do you sort of have to often go away and like think about how you want that to come through in your drumming?
Yeah, I always think that like a good drummer is someone who builds the music and doesn't make the song about the drumming. So I started playing jazz drums when I was a teen, and I think that really influenced my style, mainly because, you know, you really have to listen and pay attention to the music and build the music and make it feel like it's complete. There are times where I listen to a song and I'm like, oh, the drums are this. That's super easy. Other times I'll listen and I'll be like, oh, gosh, it could go both ways. We could do something that is way more chill and mellow, or, you know, something that has a really intricate rhythm that, gives it a different feel. But, I think that's the kind of beauty of collaborating with Sophie and Jono, is that, you know, there'll be times where we'll just be like jamming around and or Jono will be like, I want you to play a disco beat, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, we don't have a disco beat yet. So that's really fun, and it also, I just love to challenge myself as well.
Yeah. Anybody who's been lucky enough to catch you guys live will know that it's a really electric performance. You really bring a lot of energy to the stage for a three-piece band. You played at Newtown Fest in Pōneke on the weekend to a big crowd on a beautiful sunny day. How was that? I mean, it's been a really strange year for you guys, I guess, as a fledgling band. As you say, you're only about a year old. It's been a weird year to be, I guess, trying to get out and tour and stuff. But, you know, something like Newtown Fest must have felt like a pretty cool achievement.
It was an amazing feeling, and I think, you know, we've only really been playing for, we've been kind of like a band that started during a pandemic.
Yeah.
So it kind of feels like we haven't done any touring or playing live before. We're as a band, as Soft Plastics, where, you know, we don't freak out when we get a notification from RNZ saying that we might have to change alert levels.
Yeah.
But yeah, Newtown Festival was a really, really fantastic experience for us. It was an amazing supportive crowd, and I really love how much work and effort goes into Newtown Fest. I feel like it just has a very electric energy, which is, yeah, fantastic. And yeah.
It's a lovely thing, I think, to hear the kind of way in which community festivals and community gigs and stuff support bands. And it's kind of different to any other sort of touring that happens or any other kind of performance that happens when it's really like the village raising the music together a little bit. What have been some highlights for you across this strange year of music? You've still managed to fit in a couple of little tours and stuff. What have been some highlights?
Well, I think I really love what you said about community and village, because I think one of my personal highlights was doing Girls Rock with you, Rachel.
With me.
Yeah.
We know each other in a different capacity.
And I think that was a great experience because it meant that, you know, I got to meet some amazing musicians from that. And continue to build the community in a way which is, I don't know, I felt like the support with doing Girls Rock was kind of different to any other community support I've ever experienced.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I completely agree with that. It's an awesome thing, I think, when you are seeing all these amazing people. This is how I experienced it, at least. You see all these amazing musicians that you really admire and you look up to who play in, you know, all your favorite bands coming together, and there's no ego involved. It's not really about those musicians. It's about trying to use the skills you've got to create some sort of like positive platform to help younger people feel like they could access that community as well. It could be theirs if they wanted it to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, especially with, you know, what goes on in the music industry, I think it's an extremely empowering thing for so many kids to be able to do. And it's also empowering for the tutors. Like,
hard out.
I found after I did it, because for such a long time, I was like, oh, I'm not good enough to be a drum tutor. Then I did it. I was like, oh my gosh, that was so much fun. It's not about that at all. But
yeah.
It kind of gave me this little boost of confidence, which was nice.
Absolutely. Well, I think we should probably listen to this new song now, Laura. It's been such a pleasure having a chat to you. Any final words on Loser before we hit play and then see you on the 8th? I said next week, but it's actually the 8th. I'm just too excited for the gig. The 8th of April. 8th of May. God, brain, engage. What any sort of last words you want to leave us with about this track?
I'd just like to give a quick little shout out to the people that helped us make the song. So James Goldsmith mastered this track and did an amazing job, and Ollie Devlin and Lockie Noble also helped us record it. So that's
awesome.
I'd like to just a little sweet little thanks.
It's another nice musical community there.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Laura, thank you so much. We'll see you on the 8th of May at Whammy Bar. Have a good one. Let's enjoy this track. It's brand new from Soft Plastics. It's called Loser.
was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.